Okay, so let's learn Matnas Chaim. This one is called Sir Neman. We'll see what that means. Sir Neman ve'eved maskil b'cham lachas avedas adainav. Be'inyin chiyav ha'adam l'chabed or l'kadeh shem shemayim ba'aylam. We all have an obligation to constantly give glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the world. Kasar ben yayna b'shari tshuva. V'zeo l'shayna v'dak nischayev ha'nivra li'yos tzir neman v'eved maskil b'chom lachas avedas adonav. That every creature in this world is expected to be a tzir neman. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, what this means, tzir neman, and an eved maskil, a wise servant, with all of the malachas of his master. That's the job, basically, of every Nivra. Now, Rav Matzisio is going to explain what Rabbeinu Yaina says. By the way, if you're ever learning Rabbeinu Yaina and you want to see what Rav Matzisio says on it, there's a whole sefer in the Beis Medrash, we have it. It's called Matnas Chalkai. This is called Matnas Chaim. There's a sefer called Matnas Chalkai, also by Rav Matzisio, and it's a running commentary on Shari Tshuva. He has another one on, is it Mesillas Yesharim maybe, I think? And then he has another one maybe on Shaar Bitachon. And he has a few volumes on Musar Sfarim, just the way he learned it, like by his Vad, and there were people that were recording and keeping notes of every word he says, and they basically, it's a very interesting and important work on these Musar Sfarim. So he teaches what Rabbeinu Yaina meant when he says that we all have to be a tzir neman. Pirish tzir hu shliach v'sar ha-miyatzeg es ha-melech. It's basically like an officer, an ambassador of the king. V'haynu sha'at tzir tzarech lachshe b'chol pam v'chol makim she'nimtza al kveid ha-melech v'laseis ha-kolodes ha-melech. That if a person, let's say, is appointed to be a cabinet minister of the president, or an ambassador. Wherever he goes and whatever he does, he's not operating in a personal capacity. If let's say there's an incident in with the ambassador, he gets into a fight with somebody. He's not representing just himself. He can't say, "Well, I wasn't on official duty. I wasn't at the embassy." Wherever you are, you're an ambassador. If you get into a fight, it might not be on regular time, but it's going to be on the papers that the U.S. ambassador to wherever it may be got into a fight. And that's going to tarnish the good name of the country that you're the ambassador for. And this is exactly how it is when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are all expected in life to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ambassadors. And no matter what we do, we're always representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're all always doing a job for him. V'chein anach nechshavim tzirim l'melech malachi amlochim. Umuvan shekol tzir yesh le'tafkin miyuchad. There is different jobs for every cabinet minister. Yesh ha'memun al memayne shalmelech. There's a treasury secretary. They're in charge of the money. V'yesh ha'memun al shmira. There's another type of secretary that's in charge of Homeland Security. Aval atzad ha-shava shebehen, shekulan oisim mishvil kved malchus. It doesn't matter what cabinet ministry you're in. It doesn't matter whether you're working for Homeland Security or Cybersecurity or Defense Department. It doesn't matter. Whatever arm of the executive branch that you're working for, everybody is on the same team, and everybody is there to serve the president. And everyone there is expected to be on a certain level and serve the president with loyalty, with honesty, and always be a good representative for him. And if he's not, then, you know, and you cause the president embarrassment, that's not good. You're probably not going to have the job too much longer. Remember a couple of months ago, there was a story about one of the, I think he's the defense secretary, I don't know his name, but he's Biden's defense secretary. And he's very, you know, he's a famous guy. He's a big general or something. And it was very embarrassing for Biden because he had some sort of cancer and he had an operation. You know, remember the story? And he didn't tell anybody about it. He didn't tell Biden. He didn't tell any of Biden's assistants. He just basically went under surgery. When you're a defense secretary and you're going under the knife and you're going to be out, you have to be sure to tell people that you're not going to, because if God forbid there's some sort of war that breaks out, they really need a defense secretary to manage it. And it was a big scandal. I think he still has his job, but there was a lot of talk that, you know, maybe he shouldn't. And that's all part of it. Whatever you do, you're not a private citizen. You can't just say, well, nobody's business. It is something. If you're working for the president, if you're a cabinet minister, you have to answer to the president, and you have to always be loyal and be a good reflection on him. And that's exactly what Rabbeinu Yaina means when he says that we all have to be a tzir neman. We have to be a loyal cabinet member, a loyal representative, a loyal ambassador to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and always give kavod to him. V'davar zehu hemshech l'pasuk la nivra b'shmi v'l'chvaydev barasiv. This is a continuation of the pasuk, meaning he was teaching up a pasuk before he got to this in Rabbeinu Yaina. Rabbeinu Yaina was speaking about the pasuk of kol nivra b'shmi, whatever is created in my name, v'l'chvaydev barasiv, and for my kavod, they were created. Meaning, everyone is created to give kavod to Hashem. Shehev Rabbeinu Yaina, v'kan mamshech l'daber b'inyin haschayvus bazeh. And over here, the part that we were speaking about, that Tzir Neman was a hemshech, it was a continuation of that idea, v'zeo l'shaynai v'apayel ha'neman, the worker who is loyal, who's trustworthy, yemohir b'malachta, he has to be very expedient in his work, he has to be proficient in what he does. The Ashkiach HaMelechas HaPayelim Chaveirav, and he has to go and watch out for the other workers. Ve'enav al darchayim lirois im be'munahim oisim. Let's say I'm working for a team. I'm working on for a certain corporation, and I'm a very, very loyal employee. And the boss says, no, that I'm a loyal, very good, very hardworking, honest person. So it's not alone enough that I am personally very trustworthy to the company, but I'd be expected also to have my eyes on other people around me. And if other people are not doing what they're supposed to, I'm supposed to either be reporting that to my superiors, or I'm supposed to be telling the people themselves that they really have to shape up, or I maybe have to snitch on them or whatever, but I have to do something. Because if I really am loyal to the company, I have to look at the other, my co-employees, my co-workers, and make sure that they're doing their job. This is all Rabbeinu Yaina's lashon. Ve'enav al darcheihem liris and bemuna, I have to see whether they're also being honest with the company. The Azhirim, the Idiim, as Hamaisa Shayasan. And you have to tell them what they're expected to do. Maybe they're new, maybe they don't realize that they have to, you know, be better at the office. Ki cheftzai uritzainai asher tasa malachas adaina b'lai remia. Because all I want is to make sure that my boss is successful, my boss is happy, my boss is content with what's going on. And so it's not alone that I'm doing my job. I have to make sure that the whole firm is doing their job, because I'm working for the boss. And if the boss is not getting the work that he deserves and demands, then I would have to step in and make sure that that is remedied. Al kein yachzik yidei oisei hamalacha. Ve'am Rabbi Seinu Zal, Arur asher lo yakim. One of the Arurs by Hagrizim and Har Evel was Arur asher lo yakim. Adam shalamad v'shana v'limed acher v'kayim es ha-tayra. What is that going on? The Yerushalmi says in Saita, that Arur asher lo yakim is another Yerushalmi. You know what? Arur asher lo yakim is going on Hagba, right? Isn't there a a Yerushalmi that says, it's probably the same Yerushalmi, different pshatim, what this means, arash alayakim, I mean, there's some that hold that you have to, it's a din in Hagba, like you have to pick up the Sefer Torah, and if you don't pick it up, then you're bechlal this arar. But anyway, the other pshat in the Yerushalmi is that a person learns, and he teaches others, and he keeps the Torah. V'yesh b'yadei kayach lahachzik yidei ha'esek b'atayra mitzvah v'layichzik. And but it's not alone enough that I do it on my own. I have the ability to make sure that other people are learning and other people are davening and doing mitzvahs, but I don't. I'm just worried about myself. Harihu bechlal arar asher lo yakim. That's part of arar asher lo yakim means cursed is the person that doesn't maintain and uphold the entirety of Klal Yisrael, not just yourself. We're not just responsible for our own Avaida, but we're also responsible for the Avaida of everyone around us. That's a very big responsibility, right? To think, if you think about it. That means that I could be davening and I could be learning very well and I could be doing all the mitzvahs properly. But if my roommate's not doing it, my roommate's just sleeping, you say, well, you know, it's not my business. Well, that's not true. It is your business. You're responsible. There's an arvus. You have to make sure that everybody is doing well. You have a chavrus that's not doing well, and you know, sometimes, you know, I have guys in yeshiva that come to me and say, like, I'm very worried about my roommate. I'm very worried about my chavrus. He's not, you know, doing well. He's depressed. He's sad. He's not. And that shows that you're not snitching. You care about somebody. If you care about somebody, you try to figure out ways to, you know, to lift them up. And that's part of the responsibility of being a Yid. It's not just running a race with ourselves. We also are supposed to make sure that everybody, if we're really good workers for the king and for our boss, we would want to make sure that everybody is operating optimally. That's Rabbeinu Yaina. So Matisyahu says, V'nir mitech avanas Rabbeinu Yaina b'divrei Yerushalmi. What I see from this Rabbeinu Yaina in explaining this Yerushalmi, Sha'adam Shlomin Vishana Simud, a person is learning and he's chazering his limud, the af im lime lachem v'kaimes ha'tayra, and he's even teaching others, and he's doing a good job, he's keeping the Torah perfectly. Avon b'sha'a sh'raya es chaveri sh'misrape b'avaydasit l'Hashem Yisbarach. But when you see that your friend is not doing that well in his avaydas Hashem, einayim chazegay say, and you don't help him out, that is bechlal arar. You don't want to be included in the arars. Those are not good things to be under. This is all hinging on a person's loyalty to Hashem. Adam says, "Kol ma'isa v'anagaisav leila atzmai." You're not only serving yourself. You're not on a one-way journey to Olam Haba and you don't care about who comes with you. You're serving, because then you're just serving yourself. If all you care about is your Olam Haba, which is a good thing, but you're just always consumed with how much Olam Haba am I getting, then you're basically, you're not worshiping Hashem, you're worshiping yourself. What's the proof that you're worshiping Hashem, that you're a real shliach and eved neman? That means that you care not only about yourself, but you also care about others. Ad kedei kach, sheina oisa rakas hamuto v'amuna, ala gam eina yachal lira. Not only am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but rather I can't stand seeing my friend, sheina eved es Hashem mitzvah v'amuna. If my friend is not serving Hashem properly, it bothers me. I mean, let's ask ourselves a question. Like, let's say we do have roommates, and we know that our roommate never davens with a minion, or worse. I mean, you know, I think we all know people, I think, that are, you know, very, very lax in a lot of things that they're supposed to be doing. And that's, I'm not saying you have to be a nudnik and like start like doing kiruv on everybody, but before we get there, does it bother us that that's happening? If we see people that are not like doing avodas Hashem properly, forget about going over to them right now, but like just ask yourself, do you care? Does it bother you? Or for that matter, if let's say it's not your roommate, let's say it's a next-door neighbor, wherever you live, and, you know, for many years I had a neighbor across the street, and they're Michal Shabbos Farasim. They're very nice people. Super nice. One of their children, the child became Shomer Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. But, you know, it bothered me, you know, that I see him on Shabbos pulling out of the driveway, like in a car. It bothered me. I'm not saying that I'm the world's biggest tzaddik, but it did. There is a part of me that it really bothered. Does it bother us that people are lax in their Yiddishkeit? Because if it doesn't, then we might be perfect in our Yiddishkeit, but it means that we don't really care about Kvod Shamayim as much as we think we do. If we cared about Hashem's honor, then Hashem's honor is being, you know, he's not being served properly, and that if I'm a real loyal, if I'm a Tzir Neman, it would bother me. And it's a great litmus test to know exactly how much we're doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus how much we're doing for ourselves. If we couldn't care less about anyone else, we just care, I'm doing fine, Aniv Afsiyad, then that means that you're serving Hashem, you're serving yourself, you're not really serving Hashem because you don't care about Hashem's kavod. And this is really why a person should give teichacha to his friend. I can't stand seeing somebody else that's not an Eved Neman. Because by doing so, there will be a lack of Kvod Shamayim in the world. This is exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that this has to be your focus in life. Your focus has to be Kvod Shamayim, not your own kavod, Kvod Shamayim. And the way to determine Kvod Shamayim is if there are people around you that are not, you know, that are not from or they're not serving Hashem in the proper way, how could my boss have that? How could my boss see that? And that's the problem. If you see like people like Reb Noach Weinberg, you know, who founded, he was one of the major pioneers of the Baal Teshuva movement. He once spoke in yeshiva, actually. He was once here many, many years in the early years of yeshiva. He came and he spoke, and he was basically, you know, he just chazed that same shir that he gave always. And that was that, you know, there are people that are literally dying spiritually around, and we're just like happy being in yeshiva, we're doing our thing, and like, how can you allow, there's like a fire burning and you're not putting it out? You have an ability. He felt that everybody, every from person is able to be makayer of other people. You don't have to be a kira professional. If you just find people and you reach out to them and you try to warm them up and invite them for Shabbos, and he says everybody can be Makara people, and you have to, because the world is, there are millions of our brothers and sisters that, you know, that are not doing well. They're not serving Hashem. They're not, Hashem is crying for them. And most people ignored him, Reb Weinberg. Most people thought he, you know, just, they discounted everything that he said. But, you know, he was right. He was right. And he, as much as he did, and he did a lot, and all the cure movements, you know, from top to bottom, do great work, but it's a tipa shabayam. I mean, every success story that we have, there's thousands of people that are not from on these college campuses, and all over the country. You go to wherever it is, you find people that are just not from. The point is that Reb Noach Weinberg, it bothered. Reb Noach Weinberg had big yichus. He had a brilliant mind. He could have easily gone the same route as his brother, and his, you know, his brother was Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg. He could have been a Rosh Yeshiva, but he decided he wanted to work with Balei Tshuva because he couldn't. He literally, this was him. This was like, this Rabbeinu Yonah was the story of his life. He could not stand seeing people around him that were not from, when they could be from. And what a chil Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants his children back. He wants his children serving him. The problem is that most people, they're, you know, I'm able to you know, I have my own yeshiva, I have my chevra, I'm from, and I can't worry about the millions of people that are assimilated and not from. It's not my problem. That may, you know, be an understandable thing because, you know, Baruch Hashem that we're doing what we're doing, and that's a lot. But Rav Noach Weinberg, like, what about Hashem? Okay, it's good for you. You might have your cholent, and you might have your friends, and you might have your Olam Haba even, but what about Hashem? Are you concerned about Hashem? Because Hashem is concerned about all of his children. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it bothers if somebody, you know, is not being Shemar Shabbos. It bothers if somebody's not putting on tefillin. And, you know, does it bother us? If you knew that your roommate wasn't putting on tefillin, would you care? I think I told you this mice that I ever said this mice. I'll tell it again. You know, we had when I was in a certain yeshiva, so there was a boy that was a roommate that we were chayshu that he didn't put on tefillin because, like, he would wake up, and then, like, 2 minutes later, he was in the base medrash with us learning. And, like, we didn't know what to do. Like, so we put a cotton ball on top of his tefillin bag, which was on top of his locker. And sure enough, that cotton ball just sat there, you know, for weeks, for a long time. And I'm not saying that we're Rabbi Noach Weinberg, but it did bother us that, like, how could you, how, like, and so we didn't know what to do. What are you going to, I'm going to face the guy and say, I know for a fact that you're not wearing tefillin every day, you're a Peshay Yisrael B'gufa, like, what should I tell him? So we went to a very chashuva avrich in yeshiva, he's like a very chashuva avrich, and I wonder if he's still there. He's probably still in Kol Torah, like 40 years later. I'm sure he's there. And he heard what we were saying, and he said, just make a seder with him in Hilchos Tefillin. Just ask him if he wants to learn Mishnah Berurah and say you want to learn Hilchos Tefillin. And that's what happened. We learned Hilchos Tefillin with him. It was my roommate. And my roommate learned with that third roommate. And sure enough, you can't learn Hilchos Tefillin and not put on tefillin. It's ridiculous. He wasn't like not putting on tefillin because he was lazy. He had a lot of issues. There were family issues that were going on with his parents and other things. And we didn't realize it at the time, but he was like sort of, I guess, angry with Hashem. And so it was a little bit of a rebellion that he was going through. But Baruch Hashem, you know, I bumped into him not too long ago. He's a Rebbe in Yeshiva today. He has a family, has married kids, and he's doing well, Baruch Hashem. But the point is that it has to bother you. Like, you know, would it bother you if you notice that where you say, listen, I'm just going to mind my own business. I'm putting on my tefillin. I'm doing okay, and I can't worry about the world. You're not worrying about the world. You're worried about Hashem. If you're looking at things from your own perspective, you're right. It's not, you know, you don't have to worry. You're doing, you're busy with your own thing. But if you have like that perspective, like, okay, but what about Kvod Shamayim? If I'm an ambassador for Hashem and there are people around me that are not serving Him properly, that should bother me. If I really care about the King's Kavod. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda means when he says that a person, he doesn't say you have to do a lot. He says one line, Ki Nischayev Hanivro Liestir Neman Veven Maska B'chom Lachos. This is what you're expected to do in one line or less. What is a Jew expected to do? You're expected to be a loyal servant to Hashem. That's what Hashem wants from you. Okay, there are other things you have to do. It's mitzvah, you have to keep tired. But to boil it all, you know, if you want to boil it all down to one thing, it's you have to be loyal to Hashem. You have to serve Him, and you have to, you know, lately I've been, I'm working on a project for art school. It's called, it's like the Shnayim Mikra Chumash we're working on. It's like going to be a special Chumash that's published just for the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra. And it's, you know, this Chumash, the Shnayim Mikra Chumash, you ever see it as like Pasuk Targum? So that's how it's going to be typeset in an interesting way. It's going to be Rashi on the bottom. It's going to be Pasuk Targum with an English translation. And what I'm adding to it is I'm writing a little summary of every Aliyah. So I finished it. So, and I wrote an overview also for the whole Sefer, for the Mitzvah Shnei Mikra. But every Aliyah, I'd go over it, like look it over, like, and with the mefarshim and stuff, and just like give like a very, like, concise summary of what's going on. And so it gave me an opportunity to like learn through the whole chumash in like a way that, you know, normally you don't necessarily always have time or focus on what the chumash is saying. But one thing that I was noticing, like in at least in Devarim, in Sefer Devarim, it's like amazing how many times the Torah repeats over and over again not to serve avodah zarah. It's like every aliyah, and I didn't even want to keep saying it because, like, you know, because how many times could a person keep reading it? Do not serve idols. But like, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so like concerned that Klal Yisrael is going to go and serve idols. And literally, I mean, it must be, if it's less than 30, 40 times in Sefer Devarim, like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Elikei Necher and Elikei Macherim and whatever, he's like very busy with not serving idols. Besides from the Aseres HaDibros and, you know, and Sefer Shemais, but it's just like so repetitive. Like how many times do you have to say, and you're going to go into Eretz Israel, and you're going to see the idols of the Canaanim, and then don't follow them, and don't. And if you do, you're going to be chayev misa. And if you find somebody that is doing it, you have to report him, and you have to kill him. You're going to like constant like reiteration again and again and again of like about. And I was thinking like, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because what's so important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is loyalty. He wants people that are loyal to him. And if you're always like looking at other avodah zarah, and you're always like thinking about other idols and other forms of worship or other pagan practices or other chukas hagai, then you're basically saying that I'm not so loyal to Hashem. I'll use him, but when I'm not so interested in him, I'll dance with somebody else. And to a king, there's nothing worse than subjects that are not totally loyal. If I'm a king and I know somebody in my cabinet that I gave kavod to, he's not totally loyal and he's already like, you know, he's acting like funny and he's coming late to meetings and he's leaving early and he's a bad reflection on me, I'm going to get rid of him. Because as a melech, you have to demand loyalty. You have to be a tzir neman. Our job in life is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not just to serve him, to be loyal to him, which means that I have to be loyal in terms of my approach to my avodas Hashem, to daven every day, I have to put on tefillin every day, I have to learn every day, I have to respect him, I have to give him kavod and try to be an ambassador, and wherever I walk, whatever I do, people look at me and say, ah, that's what an Eved Hashem is, Yisrael Asher B'cha Aspar. But then additionally, a loyal Eved will also be careful that the people around me, around him, are also serving Hashem properly. And if he's not, then that's also a chisaron in the loyalty that's expected by the king of us. So it's a unique perspective. I don't think we ever think about life from Hashem's perspective. We're always busy with ourselves, and that's understandable. We're living in our bodies. We're trying our best to do, and it's hard for us even from that perspective. But did you ever like think about what Hashem is thinking? And when he looks down on us, is he happy with us? Now, he might be very happy with us personally, but with our avodah, but like maybe he's not so happy that we don't care enough that other people are not serving him with the same degree of loyalty that he expects of us. And it gives us, I think, through Matisyo's, you know, keen perspective on this Rabbeinu Yaina, it gives us a new layer of avodah in life, and that's to be able to care about other people in our circles. And if people are not, if it might be a sibling, sometimes we have siblings that they're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, and we maybe have the ability to influence them. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes if they don't want to, you know, the more we try to influence them, the more they're going more off the derech, because they, you know, maybe we're the reason. But sometimes they're young and they're impressionable, and we could, you know, gently try to steer them back to the right place. And that would be a wonderful thing, because it means that you care about Hashem. You're not just thinking about yourself, you're thinking about the global Kisei HaKavodika perspective, and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavodika, it's like, how could you not help me get my children back? And that might be a taina on us, you know, Lachem may have asked him, did you try to be makarev anybody? to try to help anybody, even Kirov Kraven, where there are people around you in yeshiva that were not doing so well, and where were you? Why didn't you offer to help them? Why didn't you, learn with them a little bit, or take walks with them, or schmooze with them, and try to bring them back? I know we don't have time even to do the things we're supposed to do, but this is something that Rabbi Yaina feels is very important for every yid to be concerned about, that we have to not only worry about our Aveda personally, but also about the yidden around us and even beyond around us. We have to, even if we don't do anything, but at least it should bother us. We should have that Rabbi Noach Weinberg attitude, like, how could this be? Like, what are we doing? It should keep us up at night. Like, how could there be so many people that are not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he wants them to?